Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Friends, we are heard in the heavenly court when we are reverent and obey Jesus. And the readings that the church gives us today to meditate upon the position of our heart when we are making a prayer of petition and when we are hearing our Heavenly Father speak are 1 Jeremiah 3, where we listen about a new covenant, God writing in our hearts His very law. Then Psalm 51, which we repeat very often during Lent, asking God to make us clean. And the letter to the Hebrews chapter 5, where we see Jesus offering prayers and supplications and being made perfect in His humanity by obedience to the Father and suffering, so that He reaches the place where all of us who obey Him, we seek to obey Him, will then be also made like Him. That is our goal. We have then a reading from John chapter 12, where we see some Greeks coming to worship for the Passover feast. That alone, friends, is a very interesting statement that John gives us in this chapter, that Greeks are coming and with reverence, they ask Philip, "Sir, we'd like to see Jesus." This is a really wonderful example of the intercession of the saints, because even when they were on earth, we see Philip going to Andrew, who goes to Jesus. And then that reverence of the Greeks that are seeking, they're seeking access to Jesus, receive an incredible moment where they even see the heavens open. Friends, reverence opens up the heavens. How reverently are we praying? This was convicting for me, because in the haste of my life, I have justified that I'm praying in the shower, I'm praying as I go, and I am convicted today to have lost reverence. And this is what the reading today is calling me forth. In my words, in my position, in the time that I set aside, am I being reverent? Jesus, in response to this request, says the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. He gives them a very intimate moment where he says, first the description. These people have come to the Passover. They're already seeking, and they're seeking with reverence. And they know who to ask. They can distinguish in the crowd, how do we get access to that man? Because there's truth in what he's saying. Amen, amen. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. And Jesus instructs us, if you love your life, you'll lose it. But if you hate the life in the world, you will preserve it. Serve me, follow me, so that where I am, there also will be my servant. My Father will honor whoever serves me. Friends, in this position of the heart that involves reverence, we also have obedience. And look at the word Jesus uses. Who are we that our Heavenly Father will honor us? is definitely not because we deserve it. It is because we're serving His Son. And look what Jesus says. I am troubled now. He gives us an emotion. I love that in the Bible we can find these emotions so that we can see the Lord in His humanity was troubled as well. But He says, I cannot say to my Father, save me from this hour because I have come for this. He had come to be that grain of wheat that died and produced much fruit. So in the middle of this troubled heart, this very human heart, He's walking like one of us, friends, feeling everything we're feeling, accepting sin. And He says, Father, glorify your name. He's not asking to be saved from the cross, friends, like I know. When I get troubled in my own heart, I can say, Lord, I don't want to do this. But look at Jesus' petition. Father, glorify your name. And what happens? With this reverence and obedience, the heavens open. And we hear God Himself say, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. God shows an opening of heaven with reverence and obedience. The crowd thinks it's thunder or an angel. But Jesus says, this voice has come for your sake. And when I am lifted up, I will draw everyone to myself. Friends, He had to suffer, be lifted up, so that He could draw you and me to Himself. I ponder that. The reverence to obey somebody who gave everything for me. Everything. For me, for you. And we disobey Him, friends. So we have a chance to remember with Jeremiah 3 that God has established a new covenant from the one He had with Israel in Judah. And that even though He had led the people out of Egypt by His hand, even though they had seen that He was their master, they broke the covenant. And that's us. We see the Lord delivering incredible miracles, signs, and wonders in our midst. And we forget. We behave as if that hadn't happened. But God has placed His law in our hearts so that He can be our God and we can be His people. So that everybody, from the least to the greatest, says Jeremiah, will know the Lord, and then He's going to forgive our evil doing and remember sin no more. That is the mercy of our Father. So we come to Him with Psalm 51 to say, give us a clean heart, Father. Give us a clean heart. Cast us not from your presence. Wash us thoroughly from our sin. Have mercy on us. And one of the verses that today called out for me is that I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Friends, I have joined the servants of the pierced hearts as an apostle because when I attended the perpetual vows of Sister Alexia there, I absolutely felt the calling from God. And I'm just saying it here in the middle of an episode, but it has been a transformative journey for me. That today, on this day of March 17th, I have joined officially as an apostle, and my heart is filled with such joy that I can barely tell you. So I am listening attentively to the words of Mother Adela, who is the foundress, and the wisdom and the action for the Holy Spirit I cannot recommend with more intensity because she is talking about a conversion of the heart. And Jesus is telling us in his words today that he's going to be lifted up for us. And then what is the response for somebody that gives everything for us? The response is to obey him, to follow him. And that's what we hear. I will teach transgressors your ways. Friends, Mother Adela has this wonderful, wonderful YouTube channel. And in it, she talks in one of the episodes about stepping forth, taking a step forth, like Saint Veronica, who does that in the crowd with a shroud, and she has her veil to clean the face of Jesus. She steps forth in a very dangerous place. Nicodemus, of whom we have been speaking, that first talks to Jesus in the darkness of night, then she steps forward. He steps forward at the end to be the one who lifts, who takes the lifted body of Christ on the cross and takes it down. So how are we going to step forward in this teaching transgressors your ways? Friends, those that are around us that do not know the word of God, how do we step forth with love and compassion and no judgment, but teach transgressors your ways? And look what the verse says, sinners shall return. How are they going to return, friends, if we are not the ones who teach them their ways, who teach that the law of God is inscribed in their very hearts? We are the ones who are to activate that truth in their hearts so that then God can complete the work. But sometimes God is going to rely on us, lowly people, unfinished people, undeserving people. He's going to use us to teach transgressors God's ways, because Jesus has been lifted up to draw everyone to himself, friends. And this is then the invitation. Will you be reverent? Will you be obedient? Will you meditate that in your own heart God has written his laws? Let us go to the throne with reverence. Father Almighty, you are God and your ways are not our ways. Thank you for your word that gives us life. Thank you for Jesus that came to be lifted up against his own desires as a man, but in full obedience to the job that because of his actions, the ruler of the world will be driven out, as John says in chapter 12. Thank you that Jesus gave it all. Teach us how to be apostles that step forth in this world, that just as Jesus, who was troubled and his emotions didn't rule his heart, that our emotions do not rule our hearts, that we know how to align them to the truth written in them, your very word, your very law that you've written in our hearts. Thank you, Father, for that new covenant. Do not let your Holy Spirit be away from us. Help us clean our hearts in this holy season as we accompany Jesus in our daily life with reverence, looking to obey him a little better every day. We ask for the people around us that do not know you, Father, that we will step forth so that when they praise Jesus and obey Jesus, who was lifted up for us, all of us can be drawn up to him. We pray for this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.